Jump into the epic world of Avatar: The Last Airbender
with Nickelodeon's official companion podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Listen to Avatar: Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
As I live and breathe.
Favorite people in the whole world, Gabrielle Union. Welcome back to The Daily Show.
How you been?
I've been wonderful. Is that Africa I smell on you? What is that? That aroma so familiar to me. What is happening here? How was your trip? You just got back, right?
It was amazing.
Yes.
It was amazing. Of course, I had called Trev, as one does when you go to the motherland, and I was like, tell me where to go.
You say as one does, like everyone just calls, Trevor, I'm going to Africa.
Well, I feel like you pick up the phone.
I do.
No, you do. You actually pick up the phone.
You're
like, hey, let me give you some suggestions. But we started off in Tanzania, then went to Ghana, then Namibia, and then to your home country.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
But this was a different trip. This was a big trip because you were learning, you were exploring, you were also celebrating. They wrote 50th birthday, but that's not right, though.
Yeah, 50th. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Listen. You've seen me drop it low, Trevor, and you see how long it takes me to get back up. So you know,
please.
My hips are like, yo, no, she's 50.
Please. I don't think so. I feel like you are one of those people who is eternally young. You're so curious about life. You know, everything you do, whether it's in the writing of your books, whether it's in, you know, how you travel the world, what projects you engage yourself in, you know, in Broadway productions. I mean, this film is another example of that. We've seen Gabrielle Union in so many different types of movies. Forgive me if I'm wrong in saying this, but I've never seen you like this. I've never seen you in a role like this. I can see why people are saying, ah, man, if the Oscars are not watching this movie, then they're not watching movies, because you play a character in a movie that is so touching, painful, and brilliant. And it's the story of a young black man, as we saw just in that preview, whose mother basically says, because you are gay, I'm gonna disown you. And he goes off to join the Marines, and her hope is that this will turn him straight.
Yes.
Talk me through, you know, how you even get into this project and everything that the story was, because it has a lot more to do with real life than most people would think.
Way too much to do with real life than I'd like. Elegance Bratton, our director, writer, other producer, he came to me, sent me this script, him along with Effie Brown, and they're like, what do you think of the script? I was like, this is a winner. I absolutely want to be a part of this. I will come on as an executive producer. I know how I can be additive. And he's like, great. I want you to play my mother. I was like, I tend to, you know, when I come across people who behave and speak like this, I tend to read them for filth. I tend to not be inspired to want to play them in a film. And I just didn't think that I was the right fit. And he said, no, it has to be you. It can only be you. And later I came to find out that, you know, him and his mom had been estranged for about 18 years.
Wow.
And he knew that I was one of his mom's favorites. And he knew that if I played her, she couldn't deny him. And she would reconnect. Unfortunately, we got greenlit February 14th, 2020. His mom passed February 18th, 2020.
Wow.
So I'm not only playing a real person, I'm playing my director and writer's mother, who has passed, and they've had a pretty fraught relationship, and I just wasn't sure this was the right time for any of us. And he assured me, he said, no, we have to tell this story. We have to tell the story, and we know that you can do this. And I was like, and he was like, you know, the black community has known that you've had the range to do this.
Right.
And I had to admit to myself that I had put myself in a cage, in a box, and decided what I could do and couldn't do.
You had typecast yourself and the roles that you could play because of the roles that were afforded to you.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. So I had to break out and give myself the opportunity to try to grow.
Was
creatively.
It scary?
It's terrifying. It's absolutely terrifying. I don't want to ruin this man's story, you know,
right.
with you know, pulling like a ISIS from Bring It On, you know. Like, I don't know what he's expecting. You know?
And yet I feel like you know, it seems so perfect and it seems so obvious now because when you see you in the film, I can see what he saw. And it's interesting. I would love to know how your opinion of his mom changed in hearing his story and his side of it. Because to your point, there are many scripts and there are many stories that are told of people that give us an idea of them. Mm-hmm. And then once we're forced to be them in some way, once we're forced to empathize and get into their lives, our opinion of them changes. Talk me through that change, because you don't play her like somebody that you hate. You don't play her like somebody that we even hate. So I'd love to know what you understand differently about her that doesn't condone her views on her son being gay, but in some way creates empathy in us for her.
I had to find her humanity, and I had to figure out how to keep the love, not just on the set as a producer, but the love between these characters. And the more I talk to parents who struggle in the way that she struggles, none of them deny that they love their children deeply.
Right.
And a lot of them truly believe that by rejecting their child or denying their identity, which unfortunately denies their humanity, is the way to love them properly, is the way to protect them, is the way to save them, which sounds very backwards, right? But that's firmly in their hearts, they believe that. And the more I started asking about her background, she was orphaned at 10. She was a top student, she was a top athlete, and she just wanted people to think that she was good and worthy and deserving. And I was like, now that's where I can relate. You know, we have these conversations often where all the shape-shifting that you will do to get someone to say, oh yeah, you, right? Whether it's a relationship or a business opportunity or just how you move through the world surviving as a person of color in this world, you will minimize yourself, you will barter with anything to try to get this much closer to the power structures or opportunities or whatever. And that we had in common, because I've bartered with many things, just not my kids, but I've bartered with my soul plenty of times. You know, we talk about soul sacrifices and those moments that you will never get back, that live in your memory that you're ashamed of. And I have those as well. And I was like, okay, now I figured out how I can get in. How do I keep the love in this space, but still show that this is the most unhealthy way of showing your love for your child?
Wow.
And hopefully I can be a mirror to some parents.
I don't think hopefully. I think you will be. I think it's brilliant. I mean, it's a testament. The film is phenomenal. The story that you tell is phenomenal. It is everything. And as I say, if the Oscars people don't come knocking, I'm gonna be free in like a few weeks. I'm just gonna go chase them. You call me and you let me know. I answer the phone.
You answer the phone.
I'm gonna chase the people. You were phenomenal. Thank you so much for joining me on the show again. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. Gabrielle Union, everybody. Make sure to catch the film.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.